Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Marvin Gully, and I will be your host for tonight's 8 p.m. show on Life Coach Radio Network. This is my second solo show on my series titled I Am. Before I start my show, I want to first give thanks for this platform and vehicle to be able to reach so many people who want to, you know, live a more meaningful life. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, like I said, this is my second solo show. And what I do as a profession is I am a personal trainer, certified personal trainer, and I also have a wellness business that I run out of my home that takes a lot of self-development, and so that's why I consider myself a self-esteem, self-image, self-identity coach because of my path and a lot of things that I've grown to learn about myself, building my business and being an entrepreneur. And, you know, just plus the path that I've traveled in my life. And what I want to do with my experiences is help others to be able to believe in themselves and to believe that their path and journey is not one of just, you know, not no necessity, that it's needed for them to develop the person that they are. And so here recently, I'm a little disturbed because here recently in my community, there's been two suicides of two young males, one 19 years old and one 23 years old. And so that made me think about, you know, how they felt about themselves and, you know, what did they believe about themselves. And so that's why tonight I want to talk about an important topic that I don't hear a lot of motivational speakers or people of influence talk about, and that is self-esteem and self-image. And I know a lot of motivational speakers, they motivate, encourage, and uplift people to believe that they can do something. You know, just like I do as a personal trainer, I help motivate and encourage people to believe that they can lose weight, gain muscle, get stronger, live healthier. And at the same time, when I do that, I also want to help those people to picture a different image of themselves and have a different feel about themselves. So that's where self-image and self-esteem come from. So if I can define what the term of self-esteem, one of many terms of self-esteem is a feeling of having respect for yourself and your abilities. And self-image would be the way you think about yourself and your abilities or your appearance. Now, that's a dictionary definition, and so I also defined image as, dictionary definition of image, which is a mental picture, the thought how something looks or might look, the idea that people have about someone or something. The definition of esteem is worth, value, opinion, judgment, the regard in which one is held. So the synonyms for esteem would be favor. Antonyms would be disfavor. So self-image, the mental picture I see of myself, self-esteem, the worth, value, or opinion I have of myself. So with both of these titles, I think is very important to help people understand. Now, tonight I'm going to mostly do a lot of reading because I'm not an expert on this subject, but I want to give you some great information that a good friend of mine, you know, shared with me and printed out for me, and it's been a benefit to read and to help me understand what both of them are. And I think when people consider, you know, how they picture themselves and how they feel about themselves, I think that can help them transition into being a better person, believing in themselves and believing that they're a value and their life is a value, and, you know, they can be of value to somebody else. So I'm just going to read a little bit and just share some information with you, and hopefully this can be a benefit to somebody and help them to, you know, see and picture themselves in a different way. So self-esteem is we all have a mental picture of who we are, how we look, what we're good at, and what our weaknesses might be. We develop this picture over time, starting when we're very young. The term self-image is used to refer to a person's mental picture of himself or herself. A lot of our self-image is based on interactions we have with other people and our life experiences. This mental picture, our self-image, contributes to our self-esteem. Self-esteem is all about how much we feel valued, loved, accepted, and thought well of by others, and how much we value, love, and accept ourselves. People with healthy self-esteem are able to feel good about themselves, appreciate their own worth, and take pride in their abilities, skills, and accomplishments. People with low self-esteem may feel as if no one will like them or accept them, or that they can't do well in anything. We all experience problems with self-esteem at certain times in our lives, especially during our teens when we're figuring out who we are and where we fit in the world. The good news is that because everyone's self-image changes over time, self-esteem is not fixed for life. So if you feel that your self-esteem isn't all it could be, you can improve it. So pretty much, from what this is saying, is that there's a lot of things that as we, from a child to, especially to, from a child to teenage years to an adult, there's a lot of things that affect our self-esteem. You know, a lot of things can be from, you know, some of the things can be from, you know, how you're talked to as by your parents or, you know, your friends, some of the things they're saying to you. And we take heed to that instead of looking at ourselves and understanding who we are and saying, you know, somebody can make you aware of a certain thing, but their thoughts and beliefs for you do not have to become your thoughts and beliefs unless they're in favor of a good situation for you. You know, and if they feel that, you know, if they're encouraging you, if they're uplifting you, then that's something to go along with. But if somebody's always diminishing your character, always putting you down and always talking, you know, bad about you, now if you're causing those things because of your actions, then you still need to, you know, change your actions and you know, still not take those things as if that's who you are and who you have to be. Because I grew up, you know, as a child that wasn't encouraged a whole lot, I wasn't told, you know, I can be this or I can do that as much. And, I know I had loving parents, and I know, you know, that's just generational. You know, a lot of it's generational because, you know, maybe my parents didn't hear that. So I said this before in my first show. I always knew I had more in me regardless of what somebody said, regardless of somebody telling me, you know, not that I heard a lot of negative talk, but I didn't hear a lot of positive talk. And to me personally, that's almost just as bad. If I don't hear or if a person never hears anything good, then when the negative happens, that's what they're going to feed off of. That's what they're going to relate to, even if it doesn't happen that much. But that's the only experience they have. You know, so so for me personally, it was one of those things where, you know, how I started changing was reading. You know, just knowing that I had more in me than what anybody was telling me. So, and that's helped me. And so I hope that, you know, some of this stuff can help somebody else to understand, you know, what they picture about themselves and what they feel about themselves is, you know, is what they really have to be concerned with and not what anybody else picture them as or see them as or feel that they are. So, you know, and as self-esteem problems, I like to talk about some of the, you know, some self-esteem problems, and I'm going to read this also from this article. Before a person can overcome self-esteem problems and build healthy self-esteem, it helps to know what might cause those problems in the first place. Two things in particular, how others see or treat us and how we see ourselves can have a big impact on our self-esteem. Parents, teachers, and other authority figures influence the ideas we develop about ourselves. particularly when we're little kids. If parents spend more time criticizing than praising a child, it can be harder for a kid to develop good self-esteem. Because teens are still forming their own values and beliefs, it's easy to build self-image around what a parent, coach, or other person say, or other people say. Obviously, self-esteem can be damaged when someone whose acceptance is important, like a parent or teacher, constantly puts you down. But criticism doesn't have to come from other people. Some teens also have an inner critic, a voice inside that seems to find fault with everything they do. And people sometimes unintentionally model their inner voice after a critical parent or someone else whose opinion is important to them. Over time, listening to a negative inner voice can harm a person's self-esteem, just as much as if the criticism were coming from another person. Some people get so used to their inner critic being there that they don't even notice when they're putting themselves down. Unrealistic expectations can also affect someone else's self-esteem. People have an image of who they want to be or who they think they should be. Everyone's image of the ideal person is different. For example, some people admire athletic skills and others admire academic abilities. People who see themselves as having the qualities they admire, such as the ability to make friends easily, usually have high self-esteem. People who don't see themselves as having the qualities they admire may develop low self-esteem. Unfortunately, people who have low self-esteem often do have the qualities they admire. They just can't see it because their self-image is trained that way. So I can relate to this portion of this a lot, because growing up as a child, I didn't have a lot of friends. You know, the friends I did have, all of us together were pretty much talked about, you know, either nerds or, you know, we couldn't afford the best clothes and name brands and that kind of thing. So, you know, that hurt our self-esteem, you know, and that gave us a different self-image. You know, we saw ourselves as being, you know, something that we truly weren't just because of, you know, jokes that people cracked and had to say about us. And I said this before, too. I really am glad that all that stuff that I had to endure as far as being name-called and being, you know, talked about so much, it has helped. I turned it around and used it for the better of me, because it has helped me to be the strong person I am today and to have that thick skin to where, you know, if anybody has an objection or rejection about me, I can care less. I can care less because their thoughts doesn't matter. As long as I have the proper thoughts about myself, who I'm becoming and what I'm doing with my life, all I'm seeking and want to hear is from people who want to encourage and influence that for me and not put me down. Because I know the path that I'm on, and I know what I want to create for my life. And we all are, you know, creatures of habit, and every time, you know, if I hear something negative and I dwell on that, I'll dwell on the negative more than the positive, because that's just what the world is. There's more negative that you see in the world than relating to the positive. And so I've said this before, too, that I've read that everything in the world is perfect. The only thing that isn't is our attitude towards anything. So, you know, for somebody who has low self-esteem, you know, you have to look yourself in the mirror and not believe that, you know, if somebody is telling you the truth about yourself, if you're somebody, you know, if somebody is saying something to you that is true about you, that you don't like, that they don't like, then, you know, you can work on that and develop to change that situation. But you don't have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is the best me, this is all I have. Because we all come short, and we all have things that we have to develop. That's what makes life so great, because we're growing, you know, and we're all growing from something, you know, from something good to something better, if that's your intention, you know. So it's not that you're bad, it's just that's what you know at that moment, and you're getting better. So then let's talk about why is self-esteem important. So how we feel about ourselves can influence how we live our lives. People who feel that way, that they're likable and lovable, in other words, people with good self-esteem, have better relationships. They're more likely to ask for help and support from friends and family when they need it. People who believe they can accomplish goals and solve problems are more likely to do well in school. Having good self-esteem allows you to accept yourself, the life, and live life to the fullest. So why is self-esteem important? Self-esteem is important because when you see yourself or you feel good about yourself and you like who you are and you love who you are, you're not shy about asking people for assistance and looking for help from people because you know that you need it. Somebody with low self-esteem, they're scared to say, you know, just like when you're in school as a kid, the people who would raise their hands first when a question was asked, they had high self-esteem. It didn't matter to them if they got the answer wrong. It didn't matter if you know, what the situation was. They believed in themselves enough to say, hey, I know. You know, but the person with the low self-esteem, like myself, I had to be 100% sure that I knew the answer. You know, so my hand wasn't raised a lot of times. And the person with, you know, having good self-esteem, you know, you accept yourself as who you are and knowing that you're going to get better, knowing that you're seeking for more and that you want to create more. So let's talk about steps to improving self-esteem. So if you want to improve your self-esteem, here are some steps to start empowering yourself. First, try to stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. If you're used to focusing on your shortcomings, start thinking about positive aspects of yourself that outweigh them. When you catch yourself being too critical, counter it by saying something positive about yourself. Each day, write down 3 things about yourself that make you happy. So here's the thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. Try to stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. Okay, for instance, I'll use my what I do for a living as a personal trainer. If I have a person that, let's say, wants to gain muscle, and all this person does is says, you know, I'm never going to get any bigger, I'm never going to get any bigger. Well, the universe is going to agree to that, you know, because whatever we say, that's what we're going to get. Okay, and that's why I say, you know, I am. You know, I am, I'm never going to get bigger. You know, let's turn it around and say, you know, I may not be as big as I want to be today, but every little bit that I'm doing is counting towards where I want to be at eventually. You know, so even though you don't see it right then, it's definitely working because nothing's just going to, it's not going to just happen overnight. If I'm training a guy who wants to gain 20 pounds, that day that we start training, that is the day that the 20 pounds is starting to take place. You may not visibly see it, but it's starting right then at that moment. If you never start, it never starts. But once you start, it starts, but you see it later on. And so that's what you have to do. You have to stop thinking negative and start thinking positive. And then, you know, eventually the positive will outweigh the negative because we're creatures of habit. So the more you think positive, the more positive you're going to put out there and the more positive you're going to get back. So the second one is aim for accomplishments rather than perfection. Some people become paralyzed by perfection. Instead of holding yourself back with thoughts like, I won't audition for the play until I lose 10 pounds. Think about what you're good at and what you enjoy and go for it. So another thing, you know, relating to weight training, aim for accomplishments rather than perfection. I personally believe in setting goals and aiming for accomplishments because perfection is, you know, I've heard the saying, always strive for perfection. I truly just believe in striving for getting better. You know, if you're striving for getting better, you're not overwhelming yourself. But when you're striving for perfection, that can be overwhelming sometimes. And if you don't reach your goal, then that self-esteem goes down. That picture that you see of yourself, your self-image, you know, weakens. You know, so you set goals that make sense to set. You know, you set out to accomplish things that make sense to set from what you're capable of doing and, you know, what your talents and skills are going to allow you to do. If somebody's trying to reach a max bench press of 225 pounds, but they've never lifted over 150, well, then they have to set goals and accomplishments that make sense. Let's go from 150 to 175. And then eventually we'll get to that 225. So sometimes we can sabotage ourselves by putting putting something out there that just isn't going to happen, you know, for us to believe that we can do it. You know, we have to put goals out there to build that confidence, to build that faith first, and then we can grow from that. And then we can add more and continue to add more. But you have to start, not necessarily small, but you have to start to good enough to where you can build faith and trust in yourself to say, yes, I can do this because I accomplished that, and then move on to the bigger picture. So the next one is view mistakes as learning opportunities. Accept that you will make mistakes because everyone does. Mistakes are part of learning. Remind yourself that a person's talents are constantly developing and everyone excels at different things. It's what makes people interesting. View mistakes as learning opportunities. So whenever you're out to, you have a goal to accomplish a thing and you make a mistake in the meantime, that means that, you know, just learn from that and know that, you know, because of that mistake, now you know, like Edison said, because he tried to invent the light bulb so many times, he didn't look at it as failure. He looked at it as, that's how many times I learned not to do it. So look at your mistakes as a way of learning how not to do something, and you won't go back that route and try that again because you know it didn't work. Because we're always learning. We should always be growing and learning, and mistakes are a part of that journey and path. So try new things. Experiment with different activities that will help you get in touch with your talents. Then take pride in new skills you develop. Trying new things will always stretch you. It'll always develop you. It'll always make you seek to learn more, because when you try something you never tried before, it's gonna you know, help with that curiosity and build trust and faith in yourself. Even if you make the mistake and even if you have a setback, but trying new things is gonna help to develop and stretch you, and that's what growth is. So recognize what you can change and what you can't. If you realize that you're unhappy with something about yourself that you can change, then start today. If it's something you can't change, like your height, then start to work toward loving yourself the way you are. Now, I have it may be kind of crazy, but I have something that, you know, growing up as a child, people would always talk about, you know, the way my head was shaped. And so, you know, I would always, you know, because of the way my head was shaped, I was always so picky about the hairstyle that, you know, I would wear, or, you know, wear a hat or something like that. That was something I had to recognize I couldn't change, and that if I was going to live my life always concerned about, you know, how somebody's looking at my head or if somebody's looking at my head, I'm not going to accomplish anything. I'm not going to do anything. So that was something I couldn't change, and I just had to quit being childish and let that go. Set goals. So think about what you'd like to accomplish, then make a plan for how to do it. Stick with your plan and keep track of your progress. Now, this is something I have a hard time with. I do set goals, but then, you know, they always say write your goals down, that kind of thing, and I need to get better personally at setting goals, because when you accomplish your goals, that's going to help with that self-esteem and help with that self-image, because you set something out there that, you know, you was able to be disciplined enough to accomplish and see it through. So take pride in your opinions and ideas. Don't be afraid to voice them. Since we are, you know, creatures of creation, you know, when we have opinions and ideas, then they should be, you should value them, even if nobody else agrees with them, but they're your personal opinions, they're your personal ideas. And, you know, if that's your belief of something, then you should value it. And you know, you can't just push it on somebody else and say, hey, this is my opinion, it should be yours, or this is my idea, it should be yours. Just value your opinion, and, you know, if somebody else agrees with it, then that's the more the merrier. But, you know, just if they don't take it personal. And just, you know that your opinion is of value. Make a contribution. Tutor a classmate who's having trouble, help clean up your neighborhood, participate in a walk-a-thon for a good cause, or volunteer your time in some other way. Feeling like you're making a difference and that your help is valued can do wonders to improve self-esteem. So, like, here in my community, we have, like, Habitat for Humanity, you know, and at one point in time, I would volunteer to help build the houses. That was some years ago, and right now I'm volunteering for my with my church. I have a men's life group that I volunteer to, you know, we sit around and we talk about, you know, good things and struggles that men have, and as we're getting older, you know, family and that kind of thing, and so that's something that I'm volunteering to do, and it helps to be able to relate to, you know, other people who are dealing with the same kind of struggles that you are, and it just makes sense that y'all are getting through these things together. And so that's just another way of you know, contributing to you know, my church and my community. Exercise. You'll relieve stress and be healthier and happier. Yes, exercise is one of the best things you can do, especially with the endorphins you release because of exercise and, you know, the calories your body burns, and it, you know, it just you're redirecting that stress from your mind to your physical body going to work and, you know, taking that tension and that stress out on the exercise is going to help, you know, release some of that tension and stress from the mind. And then have fun. If you ever found yourself thinking stuff like, I'd have more friends if I were thinner, enjoy spending time with the people you care about and doing the things you love. Relax and have a good time and avoid putting your life on hold. So it's never too late to build healthy, positive self-esteem. In some cases where the emotional hurt is deep or long-lasting, it can require the help of a mental health professional like a counselor or therapist. These experts can act as a guide, helping people learn to love themselves and realize what's unique and special about them. Self-esteem plays a role in almost everything you do. People with high self-esteem do better in school and find it easier to make friends. They tend to have better relationships with peers and adults, feel happier, find it easier to deal with mistakes, disappointments, and failures, and are more likely to stick with something until they succeed. It takes some work to develop good self-esteem, but once you do, it's a skill you'll have for a lifetime. So, pretty much self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-image is how you see yourself. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end tonight's show with a call of action. I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself these two questions. You know, how do I picture myself, and how do I feel about the picture that I see of myself? Again, the questions are, how do I picture myself, and how do I feel about the picture that I see of myself? Well, that's tonight's show, everybody. I sure appreciate you tuning in. And before I do go, I want to inform you of our upcoming shows. We got one tomorrow, the 21st, on International Life Coach Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern Time with Rachel and Genevieve. Then we have one at 2 p.m. Eastern with Leanne Parsons, Walk Your Talk. And then Friday, August the 22nd, on Life Coach Radio Network, we have Nick Annan at 11 a.m. Eastern, Create Your Bliss. And then at 2 p.m. Friday on Life Coach Chat Channel, we have Genevieve Cohn, who is the lead, and co-host Lisa Marie Pep, and co-host Rachel Haviland. So again, tune into our other stations tomorrow and Friday, and I will see you next time. Have a good night.